Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradio.kmp3.com. And to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com or just go to Amazon. As always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me, and I am glad for that. And I am grateful I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It's a new batch. And I'm looking at it. Look at it. It's piping hot. I'm feeling much better. This is the first time I've recorded without being sick in a week. So, very happy about that. I want to read an email today and respond to it. This email says, seeking advice on outside issues. That's in quotes. I was listening to your podcast this morning and I wanted to ask your advice if you have any to offer. I have recovered from alcoholism and my life has changed. However, in the last 2 years of doing inventory and prayer, it's become clear that I have legitimate outside issue mental health conditions to address, clinical depression and anxiety. I struggled with this for years because whenever these issues came up, I thought that I was just not doing enough inventory, that I wasn't praying enough, wasn't sponsoring enough people. I would feel like any level of looking at myself and how I was feeling, examining how I talked to myself, etc., was just a self-indulgent focus on myself, and I should ask for it to be removed and try to be more helpful. But it's become increasingly clear that I need to work directly in these areas, but I feel guilty when I do so, for I feel like I'm focusing on myself, and I worry that I'm doing the wrong thing. I am seeking help from qualified mental health professionals and taking action around this. However, I often have trouble reconciling what I hear in therapy, which can sound like focus on self, versus what the big book says, that I must constantly be thinking of others and what I can do for them. If you have any experience, advice, or guidance here, I would love to hear it. Thank you for your podcast. It's been a helpful companion since my first days of sobriety. God bless, and I hope you have a great day. Well, I'm glad you're seeking help from professionals. And I'm sure you know on page 133 it says, now about health. A body badly burned by alcohol does not recover overnight, nor do twisted thinking and depression vanish in a twinkling. We are convinced that a spiritual mode of living, is the most powerful health restorative. We who have recovered from serious drinking are miracles of mental health, but we have seen remarkable transformations in our bodies. Hardly one of our crowd now shows any mark of dissipation. But this does not mean that we disregard human health measures. God has abundantly supplied this world with fine doctors, psychologists, and practitioners of various kinds. Do not hesitate to take your health problems to such persons. So, I wanted to start by sharing that. Go to a doctor, go to a psychiatrist, go to a psychologist, go to a therapist, go to a counselor, go to these people for sure. So there's that. So I'm going to share some personal experience with this, and I'm going to share my experience with talking to people who've gone through this and go through this and deal with the sometimes toxic but well-meaning environment in Alcoholics Anonymous that looks something like, oh, you're sad? Oh, your mom died yesterday and you're sad? Are you sponsoring people? Did you go to a meeting? Have you prayed about it? Oh, your child died this morning? Are you going to enough meetings? Why are you sad? Are you sad? Oh, you have gas? Are you doing inventories? I was talking to a close friend yesterday who is suffering from depression. And has slept maybe 3 hours a night for 6 months and is losing it. And recently had a baby, and that's the reason for the lack of sleep and so on. And we were talking about this very thing, and she was saying that she felt guilty. She slept 3 hours a night for 6 months, has a bunch of kids, and feels guilty for not going to meetings and not, you know, sponsoring people, and needs to go to more meetings and I mean, I talk to people about this a lot. There really is a thing in Alcoholics Anonymous where, like this email says, if you're anything other than glowing, you know, with God's light, then you're doing something wrong. And to address that is selfish. So my experience is that self-care, taking care of myself, is very selfless, because it is the most loving thing to do for everyone around me. After I had the stroke, I was just talking about this, when I got a clean bill of health after 1 year, I guess my body decided that it was okay to release all the terror that I was feeling for the year. And I just started having severe panic attacks, and I started to, you know, experience what was turned out to be PTSD, and it was just terrifying. It was awful. It was awful. It was awful. It was so awful that I couldn't drive. I would have to wake up in the middle of the night and go on walks. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and go on runs. I would run. Just back and forth, up and down the street. 2 in the morning. Crying while I'm running. I mean, it was hard. I remember I was doing a big book workshop during that time. And there were a few times when I would freeze. I would be reading from the big book and with a bunch of people, and I froze. I was just starting to have a severe panic attack, and I would have to leave and just go walk and go run in the middle of all this. It was awful. And I went to a therapist, and it was amazing. It was amazing. And it changed my life. And I found it to be very loving to go to therapy, to apply what I had learned, which involved looking at things, looking at myself, writing, asking myself questions. This was all really, really ultimately helpful for everyone in my life, and really loving and, I think, a very selfless thing to do. And one of the ways I first arrived at that was just thinking about not doing that and how selfish that would be. To not address that. To treat myself like I'm above human issues. Therapy was amazing for me. And important. And it really helped. It really helped a lot. So, I'm just one ding ding ringing his bell, obviously, but that's a little bit of my experience with it and my thoughts about it. And I don't know if that was helpful, but I hope so. I think it would be an awesome idea to have some people on the show to talk about this. Because this is a very common thing people struggle with and have been confused in AA about in their own, you know, lives, in my experience. And they feel guilty for, you know, feeling anything, going through anything. They feel guilty. Like there's something wrong with their program. And it's just, I think, a bunch of, how do you say, bullshit. But that's me. I want to give a shout out to Mallory and to Matt and to the Wizard and Richard and Dr. Wu and Laura and Randy and Elsina. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. And a special shout out for Chelsea and for Dave. And I'm going to go work on my podcast. The next episode of my podcast. You just listen to me sit and be beautiful. I just sit in silence and you just feel it. You just feel it. And it's really pretty cool. Alright. I do not know why my life was saved, but I'm gonna go try to live a life that was worth saving. I hope.